Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
So, Auburn, what do we make of them? They're a good team on paper. They feel like a roster that could compete at least as a dark horse in the SEC. But in my opinion, this comes down to two main hinge points. Number one, the play calling of Hugh Freeze, because not only is he the head coach, but he's also the czar of the playbook, and the progression of Peyton Thorne going into year two. And a lot of people thought, well, Auburn's going to bring in another quarterback. I thought Auburn was going to bring in another quarterback. They didn't. And Hugh Freeze actually explained why recently on WJOX. Some people, they didn't really feel that comfortable with it. Others, they said, let's wait and see. So I figured today, let's go ahead and break down why Hugh Freeze might be right to trust number one as his number one quarterback in 2024. But what's going on, as you see Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure that you like the video, hit the comment section. What's your thoughts on Hugh Freeze retaining Hugh Peyton Thorne as QB1? And hit subscribe, because we're talking college football every single day leading up to week one and well throughout the chaotic 2024 season. Download the podcast and leave us a review while you're at it. If you like it, give us 5 stars. If you don't, give us 1 star. That way we know what to improve on. Make sure that also you're following us on all the socials, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at SEC Unfiltered. You want to follow me, go ahead, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Also, my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. For the number one content, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. Roback.com also is sponsoring this video, so use the promo code SECU for 20% off your first purchase when it comes to performance polos, hoodies, quarter zips, joggers, and shorts. Promo code SECU at Roback.com. Tell the good folks over at SEC Unfiltered sent you. So, Hugh Freeze recently said in an interview on WJOX with Greg McElroy and Cole Kublick that he really wants to trust the quarterback room that's already in place. And he mentioned NIL. That seems to be the story of literally everything these days, especially after Brian Kelly's comments. But the quote reads, there are options that are presented with develop Peyton, develop Holden, meaning Holden Greener, develop Hank Brown, develop Walker White, or go spend millions of dollars on this guy. I just couldn't bring myself in doing that because if I want to put all the pieces together. And then he goes and he talks about Peyton Thorne. Peyton Thorne, last year, we can all agree, underachieved, less than a 65% completion rating, only threw for about 1,700 yards, 16 touchdowns, threw 10 interceptions. Yeah, he ran for 515 yards and he averaged about 4 yards per play, but we've seen a better version of him. We've seen what he's been able to do. And then you remember when he was at Michigan State, he was able to lead his team to a Peach Bowl victory. Well, why was that? Usually your supporting cast around you, you feel a lot more confident in. Usually when you bring in certain players, you feel a lot more better about your quarterback situation. And we know that Thorne's limited, but if you feel like that you have to spend money elsewhere, then go ahead and do so at the right positions. And so you think about that 2021 season. What did he have? We had a running back that went to the NFL and won the Doak Walker Award and Kenneth Walker. He had 2 1,000-yard potential receivers in Jalen Naylor and in Jaden Reed. He also had a wide receiver that just been literally filling up your Twitter sphere if you're an NFL fan, and Keon Coleman as the number 3. He had 2 quality tight ends. He had a good defense and he had a great offensive line. I'm not saying that Auburn has all those things, but we can at least admit that right now Auburn has upgraded. They feel better about their offensive line. They still feel good about their run game with Jarquez Hunter. They brought over Cam Coleman, who might be the first wide receiver to reach 1,000 yards on the plane since Y2K. And then they bring over Keandre Lambert-Smith. And they also have Ricardo Fairweather, tight end. He is literally like a cyborg that can just work the middle of the field. You feel a lot better about this team. When I look at Keandre Lambert-Smith, the thing that I love about this fit for him, he doesn't have to be the number one receiver. Can he be? Yeah, but he really plays well as a complimentary piece. Like, there's always been a few receivers throughout college football that make it to the NFL. You already pencil them in as a wide receiver too because they've already done it. And that's the way that I feel about a guy like Keandre Lambert-Smith. You know Cam Coleman's going to be number one. Cam Coleman walked onto campus and said, "I'm alpha," and literally all the Tigers in the room said, "Yeah, you're the best receiver. We know that. We know that you're the playmaker. We know that you're the X factor." And he's proven that in a short amount of time. You still feel better about the situation because if you have to. And then you think about what he said afterwards. I've seen the likes of what Peyton Thorne has done. I've watched Michigan State stuff over 1,000 times. 2 NFL receivers. He was pretty damn good. There's a lot of things that should be 50-50 balls that you've got to get to the ball on guys. And I think Dre Lambert, 50-50 pass catcher, we're obviously excited about the ones we also signed. They have a better receiving room this year. So maybe the results paid better. But also, when you're spending millions of dollars, in my opinion, it also matters on who you're spending it on. We talk all the time right now about what's going on with LSU. And LSU recently was in the market for defensive linemen. Well, defensive linemen, Dominic Williams and Simeon Barrow, they reportedly wanted over $1 million to play for the Tigers. Brian Kelly said no. There's certain positions that you have to address. There's certain positions that deserve more money. And in my opinion, quarterback is one of those ones that you have to splurge a little bit. Even if you are an under-the-value quarterback, you're going to have to at least give $800,000, if not more. And then at that point, do you feel like your roster is there?
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Like, LSU is a team where I look at Garrett Nussmeier and I feel very confident in his progression. I understand if you want to spend on a grad transfer for a one-year rental at defensive tackle, but it better be the right one. Kind of the same thing with Auburn right now. You look at where they are, and if you don't feel like that you're ready to compete for a national title, you don't have to spend that money. And also, when you bring in the next quarterback, what are you saying to the other guys behind him? What are you saying to Walker? What are you saying to Holden? What are you saying to everybody else that walks on the planes? Thanks, but we just don't think that you're good enough, and we don't think that you can progress to help us win a national championship. Maybe there's a baseline here that Auburn, still a good team, still a team that easily could manipulate, get to 9-3, get to 10-2, maybe even find their way to Atlanta, just needs to have the right pieces around Peyton Thorne. Thorne's shown you before that, yeah, he can be a successful quarterback in the right system. Maybe Freeze's system caters to him. But here's the best part. At least now, if you don't believe that Peyton Thorne is the guy, you'll know pretty quickly. You will know pretty quickly when Oklahoma, which has honestly the second hardest schedule in the SEC, I don't want to say it's the schedule from hell, but it's the schedule from maybe heck, if you want to put that, because Florida owns that, right? You're going to find out pretty quickly if Auburn has taken the next step forward, because Oklahoma's got a good defense. Their offense still is very unknown, and that's okay. And if you don't have Thorne taking those next steps forward, okay, so be it. Guess what you have waiting in the wings? Hank Brown, Holden Greener, and Walker White. So one of them has to fill the void. And if you feel at that point that none of them fill the void, but next season, when you actually have a complete roster, when you see what Kim Coleman can be, when you see where this offensive line has progressed, when you see where the transfers have come in and made noise, maybe then you're willing to splurge a little bit. Don't think for 1 second Auburn doesn't have money. Auburn has money. Auburn has always had money. You know the boosters. You know that they are yellow. You know that they are knocking on the wood. If you don't get the joke, I apologize. Sorry. That's who runs Auburn. It's the toughest job in America, in my opinion. It's the toughest job in college football, in my opinion. When you look at what the Tigers could be, maybe this is not the year that they're building towards. Next season, though, if they feel like that the quarterback room is not at that level, they do splurge. To me, when you look at Auburn, you got to give Peyton Thorne just this season. Just this season. Maybe even 4 games, 5 games, and then figure things out from there. This could be a team with the right receivers, with the right weaponry, with the right offensive line. And it feels like as of right now, they have all that. You could at least see a trajectory upward. And I'm not saying that they're going to be a playoff team. In fact, I think it'd be foolish to call Auburn a playoff team right now. But I get it. I get what Hugh Freeze is saying. Give a quarterback the weaponry, the personnel, and let's see where we go from here. We already splurged last offseason to get Thorne down here from Michigan State. We already have an NIL-based quarterback on campus. So how about instead, let's use that NIL money elsewhere. Let's go ahead and pick in a receiver. Let's go ahead and add in a tight end. Let's go ahead and fill the void at offensive guard. And maybe, just maybe, that will be enough to make Thorne a more complete overall quarterback. I'm not ready to pull the plug on Peyton Thorne. I think he is limited as a passer, but that doesn't mean that you can't get the job done with the right personnel around him. Sometimes the best part of a recipe is actually not the main course. It's actually the side ingredients. And maybe that's what Cam Coleman is. Maybe that's what Keandre Lambert-Smith is. Maybe that's what Jarquez Hunter is. So just look at Auburn's offense and say, let's go ahead and wait and figure out where these all mesh together. And if it looks well, then maybe Auburn's going to be able to surprise some people. Auburn, to me, is the biggest coin flip team of anyone in the SEC. Literally every single week will be determined by one person. And if number one is the number one reason why this team is trending upward, well, Freeze is right. You don't need to spend $1 million because you want to what? Maybe sometimes spending $230 million on 4 players is better than spending $1 million on one. But leave your comments down below. What do you think of Hugh Freeze, his comments? Peyton Thorne going into 2024, does this feel like a team that actually could be transpiring upward, or are they just dead in the water? Make sure that also you're following us on social media. Make sure that also you're checking out all of our work at SEC Unfiltered. Visit roback.com, 20% off all performance polos, hoodies, shorts, quarter zips, joggers, and more when you use the promo code SECU. And always make sure that you check out our work at SEC Unfiltered. I'm Cole Thompson. Until next time, folks, later.